My name is Mary Beth Tinker. When I was 13 years old in eighth grade, I was involved in wearing black armbands to school along with a group of students in Des Moines, Iowa, to mourn for the dead in Vietnam in 1965. For that, I was suspended from school, and the American Civil Liberties Union challenged our suspensions and took our case all the way to the Supreme Court, where we won in 1969. The court voted by 7-2 that students in public schools should have First Amendment rights. The name of the case is Tinker versus Des Moines. But it was one of the worst years for the war, and so many soldiers and so many Vietnamese were being killed. So it was hard to feel happy about our victory. Although my mother did go out and buy some ice cream and soda pop that night, and so we did have a little celebration that night. I grew up and I became a nurse, and I started working mostly with children and teenagers as a nurse. And I really saw how kids do not get a fair deal in our society. They are more likely to live in poverty, for example. And I decided that I could help them by telling them not only about the Tinker ruling, but also about kids all through history who have stood up and spoken up about something they care about. And I started traveling all around the country on a Tinker tour. And now that's what I do full time. I like to listen to how they're using the First Amendment today and encourage them, because when young people have a voice and young people speak up, it's better for everyone.